बोधयन्ता परस्परम् कात्यायन्तश्च मम नित्यं तुष्यन्ति चारमन्ति च. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Pure devotees whose characteristics are mentioned here engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and it is sown in the heart of a living entity. And if one goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahma Jyoti effulgence of the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, also that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God, then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narration about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and His devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss enlightening one another and conversing about me. Herein we find in Srila Prabhupada's beautiful explanation of this sacred verse from the Bhagavad Gita. The goal of life, which we should all be striving for, that our thoughts may forever dwell in Krishna, and that our lives be forever surrendered to the will of Krishna, and that we may always have the supreme fortune of the association of Krishna's very great devotees. And in that association, derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another, and hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. Society was created by the Lord for this purpose. All interrelations have their real meaning and purpose in sharing our true natures with each other. The true nature of every living being is that we are part of Krishna, that we are lovers of Krishna. To inspire that love in one another is real friendship. Coming together with other human beings for any other purpose than that is actually a sorrowful waste of human existence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was living in Jagannath Puri, every year at about the time of the Rath Yatra, he would call all of his devotees to live with him in Puri. And during those months of the Chaturmasya, throughout the day and throughout the night, they would have no other activity than just being together, hearing the glories of the Lord, discussing the pastimes of the Lord, and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Although the Lord's devotees, they lived in various places, Shrikanda, Kulinagram, Shantipur, Navadvip, various parts of Orissa, they would, during that time of the year, leave behind all of their responsibilities. Obviously, many of them were grihastas, some were brahmacharis, some were sannyasis. There was not much consideration. You are brahmachari, you are grihasta, you are vanaprastha, you are sannyas. There was not much consideration about our worldly responsibilities. At that time of the year, everyone put everything aside and just went to Jagannath Puri to be with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the devotees. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established one of the most important spiritual principles for anyone endeavoring for spiritual advancement. And that is that on a regular basis, we must put everything of this world aside and just come together with other devotees and hear and chant the glories of the Lord throughout the day and throughout the night. So for several years, following the footsteps of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all of the great acharyas, we have been coming here to Pune to celebrate this wonderful yatra. It is a time when we forget every other responsibility we have in this world except our prime responsibility, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees. It is a time when every other topic in this world, we leave it behind. The newspapers, the political events, whatever is being spoken of in the radios and the televisions, all of our business affairs, all of our household and family affairs, forget it. It's all temporary. It's all ultimately an illusion. There's only one reality, Krishna. And even though in our life we have to deal with all these things, if we want to deal with them in the proper perspective, we have to come together in the association of devotees exclusively for the purpose of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and get completely intoxicated and surcharged with Krishna consciousness. Then we can go back and perform our duties in pursuance of the real goal of life. Unless we regularly come together, we are bound to become so greedy and illusioned by our worldly activities. We become so caught up by the network of Maya. Therefore, such yatras are essential. And if we cannot put everything else aside, no matter how important it is for this, then we are not serious about spiritual life. These are the most sacred days, the most sacred moments of our existence. Srila Prabhupada used to say that anyone who thinks they can become Krishna conscious without learning to properly associate with other devotees is an illusion. And what does it mean to properly associate with devotees? It means to be the servant. And how do we serve? Krishna is explaining here in this beautiful verse, by enlightening one another about Krishna, by enthusing one another for Krishna. Krishna is not different than his name. Krishna is none different than the message of his wonderful pastimes, his teachings. So how can we serve one another during this blessed opportunity that we have together? By our enthusiasm. during the kirtan, and there will be many kirtans, forget your happiness and distress. Forget that your body is young or old. Forget your diseases and your ailments. Forget that you're tired. You may say, how to forget? The way we forget these things is to remember our duty in life. To surrender. How do we surrender in kirtan? To simply be enthusiastic, to inspire all the other devotees to be enthusiastic, to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You did not say that very enthusiastically. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Jagyai Sankirtana Prayai, that this Sankirtan is a yagya. Yagya means a sacrifice. Sankirtan is not called Vishai, something meant for your sense gratification. Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name, is a sacrifice. What does it mean? It means to make your life sacred. It means a tapasya. And what is that tapasya? That whatever my mind and body says, I don't care. I will raise my arms and with all my voice, with all my energy, I will dance and I will sing out the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And the more difficult it is, the more progress you make by chanting and dancing. And we find that when we actually become completely absorbed in the holy name with the help of other devotees, then after some time in the kirtan, we transcend all of the dualities of material existence. And the sweetest form of intimacy is created amongst us. We actually learn to be joyful with one another for the pleasure of Krishna. And during the classes, the discussions about Krishna consciousness, sometimes we will be having classes from Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes questions and answers with various devotees, senior devotees. Our attention, our intensity to hear is so contagious that it will inspire others to be enthusiastic to hear. If we are allowing our mind to wander, if we are allowing ourselves to fall asleep, then what we are doing is the greatest disservice to all others. Because if you are sleeping, you are influencing everyone else to become sleepy. And if you are allowing your mind to wander, you are creating a vibration, inducing everybody else's mind to wander. So your service to the other Vaishnavas is to quietly, intensely try to hear every word that is being spoken. And when we are interacting with one another, whether it is during prasad, whether it is while walking or performing our ordinary activities, we should not speak a single word that is not conducive to everyone's spiritual advancement. On this very night, until the end of this yatra, we should not speak a single word of criticism toward anyone or anything. We should kick out all gossip. We should cook out every subject other than devotional service, the glorification of the Lord, and whatever is necessary to discuss to serve the devotees. And we should all be endeavoring to put ourselves last and every other devotee first. We should not expect anything from anyone except the opportunity to serve them. This should be our aspiration. And if we simply live by these ideals, what incredible spiritual progress we can all make together. When we first had our Pune Yatra, we all comfortably fit in that little room just there. Not only did we comfortably fit sitting discussing Krishna consciousness, but we were having kirtan and everyone was dancing and moving about. By Krishna's great mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's kind blessings, we have now grown to be many. But we do not simply want to grow quantitatively. But we should see that not every year are there more devotees enthusiastically coming to attend this yatra. But we should actually feel that the quality of our own spiritual consciousness is growing every year. And that the quality of our relationships with one another in Krishna consciousness is becoming deeper, purer, and more selfless in Krishna and Guru's service. We have just a few days, and we look forward all year for these few days. Let us not see it in terms of 3.5 days. Let us see it in terms of each second. Let us capture every second of this blessed opportunity with all of our might to absorb our hearts and minds in Krishna, in serving the Vaishnavas, in associating with the Vaishnavas, in remembering the Lord and in chanting His holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You can say it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
And we should be so grateful. Unless our heart is grateful, we cannot receive the mercy of Krishna, and we cannot receive the mercy of the Vaishnavas. In fact, unless our hearts are grateful, we cannot even recognize the mercy of Krishna or recognize the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So let us be very aware that this is not just something that we can come to attend. It is only by the causeless mercy of Guru and Gauranga that we can all be here together. Krishna reveals himself as we approach him. We should be searching for an opportunity for purification at every second. And in this way, we can attract the mercy of Lord Krishna, which is actually our only hope. By our humility and by our honest, sincere endeavor, we can attract the mercy of Gurudev, attract the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and attract the mercy of Krishna. And that is why we have come here. So let us offer our obeisances now to the assembled Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpa turubhya sa kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo.